Hey everyone, welcome back. Join me for a new series I'm doing on memoirs of poets who have answered my submissions call for their memoirs, thoughts, and works. I put that information in the episode description. Today I feature the memoirs of Denise Fletcher. She reflects on her journey to mental health recovery. Denise Fletcher holds a degree in recreational therapy from Minnesota State University, Mankato, and a massage practitioner certificate from the Minneapolis School of Massage. She struggles with bipolar disorder, but she finds healing in the arts, and writing is her passion. Among other publications, she has written a book on her journey called Thread of Hope, which, to quote the description on Amazon, explores the boundaries of the mental health system. This chapbook of semi-autobiographical poetry, prose, and artistry demonstrates the healing power of creativity and spirituality in the life of the psychiatrist. End of quote. Denise writes to me, quote, "My Christian faith has always been a driving force in my life and helped me to survive a mental illness diagnosis of bipolar disorder, along with multiple breakdowns, hospitalizations, and repeated dislocations. I trusted God to help me overcome my fears and return to a sound mind. God has blessed me with loving people in my life. I needed the love and support of family, but instead I found the necessary support in my best friend and husband. He has been there to help me through and is still here even now after some 33 years. The only regret I have is not having any children. The psychiatric medications ruined my life and caused me to have severe disability and tardive dyskinesia. Thankfully, with the help of good practitioners, I persevered and was able to get off the psych meds completely by using healthy alternatives now for a good 15 years. The best doctor and expert in the field, in my humble opinion, is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, who shared his experience and expertise in his book, Depression Free for Life. His book provides practical steps to mental health recovery with a holistic approach. I would like nothing better than to encourage others to achieve wellness from a psychiatric condition by using healthy alternatives, if at all possible." End of quote. Thank you, Denise. I provide a link to Depression Free for Life in the podcast episode description. Her first poem is about the diagnosis, and the acronym BAT means brown adipose tissue. "Dear doctor, you are quick to call this mental illness a chemical imbalance or a brain disease, but have you ever thought to check me for an allergy or a vitamin deficiency? You are anxious to point out my anxiety and label me with PTSD, OCD, or BAD, when what I really need is to eat my vegetables and exercise to increase my BAT. You are happy to prescribe me an antidepressant, so I take my chill pill every day as you requested. Just remember this next time you write out that slip. I am a child of God, not a subject to be tested. My parents tell me to, quote, listen to the doctor, end of quote. But which one might that be? The one who profits off drugs or the doctor who teaches me vitamin therapy? Take your medication, they all chime. My parents, my siblings, my friends. But what they all neglect to realize is that the drugs are a means to an end." And in quotes, "My parents tell me to, quote, listen to the doctor. But which one might that be? The one who sentences me to ill health or the doc who inspires me to be free?" You know labels do more harm than good, yet you stick me with this brain disease. and now I am tagged. I will have to spend the rest of my life being teased. I'm not alone, you say. There are many others like me. The list goes on and on, you see. There's Vivian Leigh, Patty Duke, Kay Jemison, and more, the latest being Jane Pauley. Sadly, many people are woefully misdiagnosed, such as Frances Dietrich, who had a brain tumor. Physical problems masquerade as mental problems, and others are tragically diagnosed according to rumor. I see the likes of me portrayed on television, in the media, and on the silver screen. Yet Hollywood can't get past those old reflections of the golden era that are just plain mean. I'm no genius and I'm no freak, but I may have some creative tendencies. These gifts originate from God alone, not generated by some brain disease. Denise Fletcher in A Thread of Hope. In this next poem, Denise finds peace in the works of poets and artists. So there are a lot of quotes. Miracles and madness. Here's a William Blake quote she begins with. Hear the voice of the bard who present, past, and future sees. Shuffled around from doctor to doctor, hospital to hospital, state to state, displaced, feeling lost and confused, survived solitary confinement and restraints. It's a miracle to be alive. Medications destroyed the creative pathways in my brain. My internal clock reminds me where and who I am. If I am worth anything later, I am worth something now. Vincent van Gogh. My mind teems with lyrics and notes and quotes from lived experiences of the many who have gone before me. Now I explore life through others' eyes. It is strange how often a heart must be broken before the years can make it wise. Sarah Teasdale. My brain hums with scraps of poetry and madness. Virginia Woolf. Great lines of poetry fill my soul. Blake and Wordsworth breathe life into words. Piper, sit thee down and write. William Blake. Fill your paper with the breathings of your heart. William Wordsworth. Dickinson and Sexton bring words to life. Forever is composed of nows. Emily Dickinson. Music swims back to me, Anne Sexton. Eliot imparts genius poetry to the heart. These fragments I have shored against my ruins. T.S. Eliot. Wisdom of the ages guides my life. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. Emily Dickinson. Be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe. Max Ehrman. This is from Miracles and Madness by Denise Fletcher. Denise tells me she used to belong to several mental health organizations, but not only supports peer-run or peer-led groups that advocate for psych rights such as Mind Freedom. The link is in my podcast description, mindfreedom.org. She also provided a link from her blog that includes a list of other organizations advocating for the rights of the mentally ill. Also in the podcast description, you can access a link to acquire a free copy of her book, A Thread of Hope. Any royalties earned from sales on Amazon.com are donated to mental health education. She wants to give back as much as she can. Before I close, I would like to say that currently many people are suffering from depression and anxiety because of the effects of COVID-19 on individuals, families, and communities. Because of fear, death and loss, economic collapse, lack of resources due to job loss, homelessness because of lack of income for rent, and many other consequences, such as an increase in addictions, health problems, and domestic abuse, the CDC offers a list of resources to help those in need. I will post the CDC link and other links related to mental health and suicide prevention in my podcast description. The CDC attempts to address all possible outcomes of the stress from COVID-19. Please check out that link and the other mental health links provided in the episode description. Thank you, Denise, for sharing such a powerful and intimate soul journey. I am certain will help many people who are on a similar path and who feel isolated and alone. Until next time, this is Poetry, the Memoir of the Soul with Barbara Lanhard. May you all be safe and well during this precarious time. May you find help if you are struggling. May we all be our brothers and sisters' keepers.